WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, November 19th. Coming up, Jackie Rand is the first Associate Chancellor for Native Affairs at the University of Illinois. She spoke with 217 Today producer Farah Anderson about her work mending relationships with Native American tribes. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois hasn't officially authorized COVID vaccine booster doses for the general population, but nearly 1.5 million Illinoisans have already gotten theirs. As Hannah Meisel reports, Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration is endorsing the idea as key COVID metrics are again on the rise.
The weekly average number of COVID cases in Illinois has seen a nearly 50% jump from its most recent low point 5 weeks ago. Just as the summer surge ended, colder temperatures began pushing people inside, where the virus is more easily spread. That coincided with many Illinoisans marking 6 months since getting their COVID shots, the point at which a growing body of studies show immunity begins to wane. So while Illinois hasn't officially approved booster doses for everyone, State Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike is recommending getting one.
Anyone over the age of 18 is able and eligible to get that vaccine booster as well.
Those hospitalized with COVID are still overwhelmingly unvaccinated, but the number of new COVID hospitalizations in Illinois is up more than 50% from the most recent lull late last month. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois residents are quitting their jobs at a high rate during the pandemic. That's leaving workforce shortages across a number of sectors. Waubonsie Community College recently redesigned one of its campuses to house its Innovation and Design Center and meet job demands. It focuses on tech-related jobs that are highly in demand and often high-paying, but don't require a four-year degree path. Those types of jobs are sometimes referred to as new-collar jobs. The center includes programs like cybersecurity and computer-aided design. Nikisha Stepney is the executive dean for business, technology, and workforce education.
You can make more than a living wage graduating with a certificate or degree in one of these areas. And one of the things about cybersecurity in particular is we prepare students to sit for industry-recognized credentials.
She says it's common for cybersecurity or automotive technology students to earn a credential in a year or two and make close to six figures or more right out of the gate. School districts in Champaign and Urbana are considering installing metal detectors in response to a rise in youth violence, but a social science researcher says metal detectors are not as effective as more long-term prevention. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
One of the most effective ways schools can combat youth violence is by changing how students treat one another. So says Jun Sung Hong, a professor at the School of Social Work at Wayne State University and a University of Illinois alum.
One intervention that seemed to show promise is social-emotional learning, where students learn, you know, proper behaviors are, you know, how to deal with conflict, etc. They're not very costly, and they have been found to decrease students' behavior or, you know, pro-violent attitudes.
Hong says that these programs work best when someone fully trained in social-emotional learning monitors the classes. Teachers with a small amount of training are helpful, but don't make a difference on their own. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported 129 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County yesterday. The number of active cases rose to 868. That's up by more than 150 over the last week. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 37 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, up from 31 a week ago. 14 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, in the middle of Native American Heritage Month, we bring you a conversation with Jackie Rand. She's the first Associate Chancellor for Native Affairs at the University of Illinois. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Now in its 18th season on WILL, Simply Ming offers viewers inspiring and mouthwatering home cooking recipes. Each episode begins with a technique demonstration, followed by two dishes, one prepared by a famous guest chef and one by Chef Ming Tsai. Ming and his guests must design and improvise a meal on the fly with items from the host's pantry. Improve your culinary prowess by streaming past episodes as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The University of Illinois retired its mascot, Chief Illiniwek, back in 2007. The fictional Indian chief was widely considered offensive and racist. But U of I officials say the image's legacy lives on, and that legacy makes improving relations with Native American tribes in Illinois a challenge. This year, the university hired Dr. Jackie Rand, a member of the Choctaw Nation and a former history professor at the University of Iowa, to serve as its first associate chancellor for Native Affairs. Here in the middle of Native American Heritage Month, Illinois student newsroom journalist Farah Anderson spoke with Rand about her work mending relationships with Native American tribes.
So first off, can you tell me a little bit more about some of the work you're doing here at the University of Illinois and how you're approaching the legacy of the chief mascot as a Native person yourself?
Well, the Native population of the United States is very small. The academic Native population is really small. So this was not new to me. I'm right next door in Iowa. We're all talking to each other. People tell me that the football games are starting to not have such a strong display of the chief, that the practices around the chief are starting to kind of fade out a bit. So I guess what I see here is that there's a tale of, you know, two communities here. One is that, you know, have the university community, which still, you know, has elements of the chief issue showing up around, for example, football days, or maybe students who are hanging something outside their apartment. The other one is the two towns of Urbana-Champaign. You walk into one restaurant, you have no idea that there's a chief thing going on. You walk into another restaurant and there's like some caricatures or, you know, images of the chief or like whatever. For a Native like myself, I just vote with my feet. I go where I'm not going to have to deal with that kind of thing.
Right. And why do you think that the image of the chief is still being displayed in these kind of two communities today?
You know, the way I kind of deal with it in my own thinking is I look at it and what I see is college town nostalgia for a team mascot. People get all worked up about their quote-unquote traditions, perhaps forgetting that most traditions are invented and not in the far past. The chief tradition was an invention. It can be uninvented. Does it have ramifications for my work? Yes, it does, because I want to bring Native students here. I want to be able to host tribal leaders here. So I have to be attentive to the fact that our visitors might randomly go into a bar that has like chief stuff on it. And I have to be able to sort of explain to them, these things are here. That's not what this university is about. That's on the community.
And like you said, the display of the chief could make it difficult to bring Native people to the community. Do you think that the legacy of this mascot is going to make it difficult to mend relationships with some of the Native tribes that you're hoping to work with in the future?
Well, I've just sent out my first letter to the Peoria, and I'm waiting for my response. And my answer to all these things is, I will ask them. And they will tell me, and we'll just go from there. I'm not expecting them to drop everything to, like, make things right at Illinois. This is a process, and we all have to have patience with each other and give each other some grace. There are going to be some people out there who say, you get no grace from me after that mascot. And we have to live with that.
That's Dr. Jackie Rand, the University of Illinois' new Associate Chancellor for Native Affairs. She spoke with student journalist Farah Anderson. To learn more about Rand's role at the university, visit ais.illinois.edu. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 42 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Peter Medlin, Emily Hayes, and Farah Anderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.